Governor Abbott announces special session date, initial agenda. Texas border business. Austin, Governor Greg Abbott announced the final list of 1,155 bills signed into law and 28 bills vetoed from the 89th regular legislative session. Governor Abbott's veto statements may be viewed here and here. The governor also announced he will call a special session to begin on Monday, July 21, along with an initial list of agenda items. Working with the Texas legislature, we delivered results that will benefit Texans for generations to come, said Governor Abbott. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, Speaker Dustin Burroughs, and the Texas House and Senate worked hard to send critical legislation to my desk. This session has seen monumental success, but there is more we can do. All seven of Governor Abbott's emergency items passed the Texas legislature and were signed into law. Property tax relief, generational investment in water, raise teacher pay, expand career training, school choice, bail reform, creation of the Texas Cyber Command. Additionally, Governor Abbott signed 1,155 bills, vetoed 28 bills, signed the 2026-2027 General Appropriations Act and the Supplemental Budget. At this time, the governor has identified several bills that were vetoed or filed without signature that will be placed on the upcoming special session agenda for further consideration. Senate Bill 3, relating to the regulation of products derived from hemp, including consumable hemp products and the hemp-derived cannabinoids contained in those products. Senate Bill 648, relating to recording requirements for certain instruments concerning real property. Senate Bill 1253, relating to impact and production fees for certain water projects and to the regulation of certain wells, authorizing a fee. Senate Bill 1278, relating to an affirmative defense to prosecution for victims of trafficking of persons or compelling prostitution. Senate Bill 1758, relating to the operation of a cement kiln and the production of aggregates near a semiconductor wafer manufacturing facility. Senate Bill 2878, relating to the operation and administration of and practices and procedures related to proceedings in the judicial branch of state government.